musicians are in full flow, and the audience is also transfixed as the lead vocalist reaches a crescendo, waving his arms ecstatically. This, for Pakistan, is a very traditional form of Muslim devotion. We're on the outskirts of Lahore at a performance of Qawwali, Sufi Muslim poetry set to music. And for the man who manages the venue here, Usman Pir Sada, just holding this concert represents an act of resistance. Because Pakistan, he says, is increasingly falling under the influence of a more austere school of Islam, the Wahhabi tradition from Saudi Arabia. And that's a tradition which Pir Sada insists is alien to his country.
Islam came to Pakistan or the subcontinent through Sufis, the Sufi saints. It never came through warriors or Wahhabis, you know. These Sufis came and then they started writing poetry. And that's how they wooed them towards the love of God. Once the fundamentalists move in, they are going to destroy our history, our traditions, destroy the whole belief of us.
At a small, nondescript building in the center of Lahore, I met one of the people determined to switch off the music. Layakat Baloj is leader of Jamaat Islami, Pakistan's largest Islamic political party. It was late at night when we met, and a visibly irritated Baloj said that what he wanted to stress was his party's opposition to corruption. But yes, he acknowledged, his beliefs are in conflict with some traditional Pakistani practices.
Dancing and singing, that is not acceptable according to the Quran and Sunnah. Who are you and who are me to change this decision? It is a decision of the Allah. And it is decision of the Constitution of Pakistan that we have to act according to the Quran and Sunnah.
You see, what some people fear is that your party, if you came to power, you would try to impose things on this country by force.
Actually, according to our party decision, our Constitution, we believe in the democratic system, we believe in the parliamentary system. We will not implement our manifesto with gunpoint.
Jamaat Islami may well lose votes in the coming election, but the reason for this won't give any comfort to those opposed to the Islamists and their agenda. Because for Layakat Baloj and his party, the problem, bizarrely enough, is that people here believe him. When he talks about going through parliament and using peaceful methods, Baloj is actually alienating many of his core voters, according to political commentators here. Pakistan, they say, has seen its Islamist agenda shift into more radical territory. Followers no longer want to hear a message about democracy. They're turning instead to those with the bombs and the guns.
Mostly for the last 5-6 years, Talibans have more sympathies of people. When they say, look, we will have jihad, come join us.
Ayaz Khan is editor of Pakistan's Daily Express newspaper. He emphasizes that he is talking about a minority in this country. But that minority, he argues, have been driven further into militancy, and for one main reason, the hundreds of people killed here in US drone attacks.
Leaders, they will say Americans are killing innocent people. You should fight for Islam. This is because of the drone attacks. When you killed 4 persons of a family, what does that family do? The remaining 2 will go to Taliban. They will have sympathies for them.
It's not hard to find people expressing those sympathies. I've just come to the Anarkali area of Lahore, which is famous for its huge bazaar, which we're just walking through now. But Anarkali is also known for having residents with rather hard-line political views. This man told me that the Taliban were very good because they fought for Islam. They are, he said, very brave. Just come over to a stall over here selling bicycles, chap behind the counter. Sir, tell me, what do you think of the Taliban?
He said he has sympathies for Taliban. In everyone's heart, there is sympathies for Taliban. In the whole of Pakistan, even the people with no beard or moustache, they have sympathies for Taliban.
Even people with no beards?
Yes, that's what he said. And this is mainly because of drone attacks. They should be stopped because that's why we are getting sympathies for Taliban.
It's not only card-carrying Islamists that are focused on this subject. The former cricketing star Imran Khan is currently in hospital, recovering from a fall this afternoon. But before that, the Pakistan election's most famous candidate was criticising US drone attacks at all his campaign rallies. But Imran Khan has also peppered his speeches with references to the Quran, telling audiences that Islam is behind everything he does. Mr. Khan's former existence as an international playboy doesn't get too much attention. Imran Khan and other politicians have been accused of shameless opportunism, trying to win over religious floating voters by pandering to the Islamic agenda. Not so, says Fazia Kasuri from Khan's Movement for Justice party. Their beliefs, she insists, are completely heartfelt.
We are a Muslim country and we do value the values of Islam. Islam is the religion that speaks for justice, that speaks for equal opportunities. Those are the kind of laws that we're going to make. I think, personally, all religions teach good things. But we want to do everything in accordance to Islam. Why not? It's an Islamic country. We're all Muslims.
At the Sanjan Nagar school, in fact, they're not all Muslims. The school makes a point of taking girls from any religion, although girls only it is, because girls' education is something of a passion for the woman who helped set up this place, the Pakistani television star and political activist Nadia Jamil.
Ramsha? Yeah. Mukaddas.
Nadia Jamil has taken a very public stand against Islamist groups in Pakistan. And although she doesn't name names, she says that mainstream political parties here are flirting with Islamists in this election and with dangerous consequences.
They are strengthening extremism. That way they influence policy. And them influencing education, them influencing health is sort of a nightmare. Wahhabism is coming. The Saudi strain is developing. But I do believe that we have been invaded from all sides. We've been influenced all around, and now we're being influenced by the Wahhabis as well. When the English came, they wanted it to be purely a colonial empire forever. They didn't think they'd ever leave, but they did. So I think that we're used to invaders, and we're used to throwing them out.
Of course, Islamist political parties in Pakistan don't see themselves as invaders, but as very much a part of this country and its culture. But it is a political culture that's changing all the time. In what precise direction, left or right, religious or secular, we'll have a clearer idea come the result of this Saturday's election.